All right, fellas, ever feel like you need like a guidebook to navigate this crazy dating world? Well, today, we're handing you the keys to the castle, or at least, offering some serious insider intel. We're diving deep into the mind of this dating coach, calls herself the Mindful Modern Mistress.
Interesting.
Now, before you jump to any conclusions, she mainly advises women.
Yeah.
So this means we get a sneak peek at what the other side is
Makes
thinking.
sense. We've got excerpts from her blog, and trust me, this is pure gold.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, isn't it? Getting that female lens on dating, it can really be eye-opening for guys trying to, decipher this whole modern dating landscape.
Totally. And she dives right in with this fascinating take on cougars.
I mean, we all know that term has, evolved, but she paints this picture of these women as like jungle cats, rewriting the rules of romance.
Interesting.
And that could be intriguing, intimidating, maybe even a little exciting, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But here's the takeaway. Forget those outdated stereotypes.
Okay.
These women, they're confident, they're experienced, and they know exactly what they want.
And that can be incredibly attractive, especially for a man who really appreciates a partner who's, secure in herself and her desires.
Absolutely. Now, get ready for this one because she then introduces this whole concept of the independent traditionalist. Sounds like called the paradox, right? But she's talking about women who value their independence, completely capable of taking care of themselves, but still appreciate those, traditional gestures of romance, that chivalry.
Yeah, and that resonates with a lot of women today. It's like you want to show her you care, but you also respect that independence, right?
Right.
So how do you strike that balance? Well, the key takeaway here is finding that sweet spot between appreciating her strength and making her feel cherished. It's about recognizing that you can be both the knight in shining armor and her biggest cheerleader all at the same time.
Okay, I love that. So it's not about choosing one or the other, but it's about finding that harmony between those kind of seemingly opposite desires. And speaking of navigating these tricky dynamics, she dives into what she calls the princess treatment dilemma.
Ah, yes. This is a common one. Look, we all want to make our partners feel special, but it becomes an issue when those expectations become, let's say, a little unrealistic or one-sided.
Exactly. You want to be thoughtful, right? Not pressured to maintain this unsustainable fairy tale. And that's where clear, honest communication comes into play.
Absolutely. That is crucial for any relationship, especially when you're just starting out, in those early stages of dating. She's saying, guys, don't be afraid to express your needs and expectations too.
It's about finding that balance between being like Prince Charming, right? But also being your authentic self.
Think of it like this. You want to impress her, sure, but you also want her to fall for the real you, not some, idealized version you're putting on.
100%. And that takes us to one of, I think, the most important themes in this whole blog post, this power of honesty and vulnerability. And I know that can feel a little intimidating, right? Especially in the dating world where, everyone's trying to put their best foot forward.
But think about it this way, vulnerability. That's what creates a real connection. It's about saying, hey, this is me, flaws and all, and trusting that the right person will appreciate that.
It's about building that trust and intimacy right from the ground up. Just being real with each other from the get-go.
And that leads us to her next piece of advice, which is be willing to take risks. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean like grand romantic gestures, but rather just having the courage to be vulnerable, put yourself out there, even if there's a chance of rejection.
Yeah, it's about stepping outside that comfort zone, right? Both in how you approach dating and how you, express yourself.
Because here's the thing, playing it safe, it might feel comfortable in the moment, sure, but it won't lead you to that deep, meaningful connection you're actually looking for. You've got to be willing to be vulnerable, to maybe even get hurt a little in order to, experience that full spectrum of love.
That takes guts, man. But it sounds like it's worth it.
Absolutely. And remember, she's saying this as a woman who's seen it all. And when a man is willing to be genuine, to show his true colors, it's incredibly attractive.
It shows confidence,
Yes.
but not like in a cocky way, but in a way that says, like, hey, I'm comfortable with who I am, and I'm not afraid to let you see that.
Exactly. It's about owning your worth and trusting that the right person, they'll recognize it.
Now that brings to mind something she mentions toward the end of her post. She encourages men to be bold, take the lead in dating, but to do so with this authenticity, with vulnerability.
It's about embracing that traditional role, right, of the pursuer.
Yeah.
But with a modern, yes, a modern twist.
Okay.
It's about being clear about your intentions, being respectful of her boundaries,
right,
and never making her feel pressured or uncomfortable.
So it's about finding that balance between being assertive,
yeah,
but also being respectful.
Precisely. And that requires, you know, a certain level of self-awareness,
yeah,
and emotional intelligence, which, by the way, incredibly attractive qualities in a partner.
Absolutely.
It's about being in tune with your own emotions and being able to communicate them effectively.
Yeah.
Both to yourself and to the person you're dating.
It makes sense.
Because ultimately, successful dating, it isn't about following some, you know, rigid set of rules.
Yeah.
It's about showing up as your best self.
Yeah.
And creating a genuine connection with another person.
And it sounds like a big part of that is kind of shifting your mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
From this whole winning the dating game thing,
yeah,
to just like enjoying the journey and being open to whatever unfolds.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It's about embracing the unknown.
Yeah.
The ups, the downs.
Right.
And trusting that the right relationship will come along when it's meant to be.
You know what's really resonating with me about all this? It's like she's giving men permission, you know?
Yeah.
To redefine what it even means to be like successful in dating.
How so?
Well, it's not about like racking up the numbers or playing the field,
right? Yay.
It's about having the self-awareness and the courage,
yeah,
to pursue a relationship that's actually genuinely fulfilling.
Yeah. And that's a really powerful message because it shifts the focus from kind of like external validation,
yeah,
to internal satisfaction.
Wonder.
It's about like being true to yourself and what you want in a partner, not, you know, what society says you should want.
Exactly. And speaking of powerful messages, I can't let this one go. She ends her blog post with this simple but really profound statement. You deserve it.
I love that she said that. It's like just this gentle reminder, you know,
yeah,
that you are worthy of love just as you are.
Cool.
You deserve to be with someone who appreciates you, respects you, makes you feel happy.
Yeah, especially after, you know, maybe a string of bad dates or a tough breakup.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to like internalize those experiences and start to doubt yourself, you know?
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
that's why her words are so important here, right? It's
yeah,
that call to like reclaim your self-worth.
Yes.
Remember that, like you deserve a love that feels good, that feels right for you.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what would it even look like for a guy to really embody this message of you deserve it in the dating world?
I think it starts with self-reflection.
Okay.
Yeah, take some time to really get clear on your values,
mm-hmm,
your needs, your non-negotiables in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, what are you willing to compromise on?
Right.
And maybe more importantly, what are you not?
Totally. Yeah. It's about figuring out those boundaries.
Yeah.
What you're looking for, like before you even go on that first date.
Exactly. Because when you know what you want, when you know what you deserve.
Right.
You're less likely to settle for anything less.
Right. Yeah. It's about having the confidence to walk away from anything that doesn't like align with your vision, right?
Yes. So
even if it means, you know, being on your own for a bit.
And trust me, being comfortable with yourself, with your own company.
Yeah.
That is one of the most attractive qualities you can have.
Yeah.
It shows that you're not desperate for validation.
Yeah.
That you value yourself, that you value your time.
It's about shifting from that place of scarcity to abundance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Just believing that the right person will come along when it's meant to be.
Exactly.
And when you approach dating from that place, right,
mm-hmm,
that place of self-love and confidence,
yes,
you naturally attract partners who are on the same wavelength as you.
Absolutely.
So to all the guys listening out there, you know, remember this,
mm-hmm,
you are worthy of a love that lights you up.
Yeah.
Don't settle for anything less.
No.
Embrace your authenticity. Communicate your needs.
Yes.
And never, never be afraid to walk away from anything that doesn't serve you.
You got it.
You deserve it. That's all for this deep dive.
Awesome.
Until next time, happy dating.